The numbers of salmon caught in the region this summer are some of the worst since Alaska became a state.
As far as the net fisheries go in the southeast, the net fisheries being the driftgill net fishery and the purse seine fishery, we are looking at some all-time lows for salmon harvested in those fisheries.
Troy Tinas is the Alaska Department of Fish and Game's Region 1 Management Coordinator for Commercial Fisheries. The pink salmon harvest looks like it will be the lowest since 1976. The chum catch is looking like it could be the lowest in three decades as well, and the region's sockeye harvest could finish around 100,000 fish total, among the lowest in decades. Tina says prices have also dropped since last year, especially for pinks, chums, and sockeye. By the end of August, his early estimates put the value of the purse seine catch region-wide at just $8 million, and the gillnet catch total at just $7 million.
The recent 10-year average for the seine X vessel value is about $73.5 million. So this year's harvest or X vessel value of $8 million is considerably less than that. And then the gillnet X vessel value, the recent 10-year average is about $27.4 million. And right now we're looking at around $7 million. Again, very preliminary, and we still have ongoing fisheries. So these numbers will change.
For further comparison, the total value of the salmon harvest last year topped $101 million, the year before $133 million. Casey Flint is president of Petersburg Economic Development Council. That board in late August voted to send a letter supporting Petersburg's request.
I think this will have a huge rippling effect on the economy in town. It's just less money circulating in town. It's less landing taxes. The fishing industry is just a cornerstone of our economy here, and when the fishing fleet suffers, the whole town is going to fall right along. So
the PEDC letter says the economic impact will be felt by fishermen, seafood processing companies, and companies that support the fleet, along with the municipality. Petersburg's Borough Assembly this month voted to send a letter to Governor Mike Dunleavy and the state's Commerce, Community, and Economic Development Commissioner Julie Anderson. It asks the state to gather data on economic losses and request a declaration from U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross. It also asks the congressional delegation to pursue disaster relief money. The letter also highlights tariffs on seafood that China has imposed in response to U.S. tariffs, and it singles out imports from Russia while exports to Russia from the U.S. are embargoed. The letter says both factors have hurt prices for Alaska's catch. Assemblymember Jeff Mucci had heard some critical feedback about the tone of the letter.
You know, we have our hand out again. I don't think we can continually ask the federal government to bail us out year after year here.
He wanted the letter to reflect market pressures on dive fisheries and other parts of the local economy. Nevertheless, he voted to send the letter along with the other four assembly members at this month's meeting. The assembly also had a brief discussion about requesting research funding for southeast salmon and herring stocks. Meanwhile, the U.S. Department of Agriculture this week announced $530 million in relief payments for fishermen impacted by tariffs. The last disaster declaration that included Southeast Alaska fisheries was in 2016. That's when pink salmon returns were low around the Gulf of Alaska, but the region's catch of pinks that year was over 15 million fish, more than twice the expectation for this year's tally. Other communities may also seek a fisheries disaster declaration. The governor's office says so far it's received only one other request from Chignik. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.